Welcome to the first episode of the Ageless Athlete Podcast, where we aim to tease out the secrets of outdoor athletes who continue to crush their sports year after year as they age in body, but not in mind or spirit. They break down barriers, challenge conventional wisdom, and defy their years as they continue to perform at a high level. Society would tell us that once you turn an arbitrary number like 40, you're supposed to roll over and die. Kidding. I mean, you're supposed to gradually decline, but not these folks. I have been rock climbing now for almost 2 decades and also picked up surfing, etc. on the way. I love my sports and want to continue pushing myself and even excelling as I get older. Advancements in science are allowing us to push ourselves to our fullest potential, and there are many around us who are showing us the way. The human body is infinitely capable, and there's inspiration all around us. I plan to uncover interesting stories, tap into secrets, and figure out other hacks that we can learn from. Would it not be amazing if we could all realize our full potential, do well with our sports, and earn our breakfast with satisfied smiles? Hey, so for everybody listening, today we have a friend and fellow surfer, Vishal Patel, formerly from the Bay Area, but now is based in San Diego. And Vishal and I met several years ago. Vishal, remind me how we met.
I remember the exact day we met. It was, I think it was like a late summer afternoon. I think we both paddled out because our mutual friend Manav paddled out in the afternoon for a sunset session at Pacifica on the north end of Pacifica by the Rock. And it was starting to get super dark, and you caught the second last wave in, and I caught the wave in after that, and that's how we met. Yeah, and we were stoked because that just elevated the whole sort of meeting and the experience and everything after that.
Yeah, I know for sure, yeah. Man. Like those evening summer sunset sessions at Pacifica, they were kind of magical, you know. It used to be a small crew kind of trying to cast the last few waves before we were called out for other duties.
So it was super dark and there's no light left.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I remember that day, man.
Yeah, good times. But hey, since then I you know, you've moved on to do other things, so how is the surf in SoCal, and what brings you to Oahu?
Well, surf in SoCal has been consistent 2 to 4 foot all summer, with the exception of that sort of super swell that came through a couple of weeks back. It's been, I would say, like a beginner to intermediate surfer's dream. That's been the waves in North San Diego County, you know. Basically all year so far. That's what it feels like anyway. Water is warm. You can go in without a wetsuit. It's like 71 degrees, 72 degrees now. We had this upwelling like last week when all of a sudden the water got cold again for a couple of days. And so I think it dropped to like 65, something like that, 64, 65. And everyone was complaining about it being cold, but they were still in their board shorts because they were like, they're going to believe that it's 70. That's what we did.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
Hey, so everybody, I wanted Vishal to join me in this episode because I've been a longtime fan of this guy, even though he doesn't know it. Ever since we met many years ago, I have been... continue to be inspired by his Vishal's commitment to improve as a human and as a surfer. You know, we're almost the same age. I think he's a few years shy of me, but I early on, every time I would ask him for tips and every time I would like look at him in the water, he always had a plan. Like I was like, this guy surfed with intention and he looked after himself and he looked after his surfing and he pursued his goals with like this kind of quiet determination that I kind of grew to admire over time. So Vishal, first things first, what brought you into this sport?
Just this Labor Day weekend, 2009, I think. Buddy of mine was a surfer. We decided to go down to Newport Beach. I was interested in surfing. It just looked so cool. Just looked so graceful. And I thought, give it a shot, see how it goes. And instantly fell in love. Didn't get up on the board for the first 3 days. Physically supermanned it. You know, but just the rush of getting launched was enough. Came back to the Bay Area, sold my convertible, bought a station wagon, bought a longboard, started going to Lanermore every single day. And yeah, that's pretty much how it got started. I have never been so sure that I wanted to do something for the rest of my life as I was when I started surfing. And, you know, and I had never been so sure that I wanted to do something for the rest of my life before I found surfing. So I knew, you know, but once I found surfing, I knew what that feeling's like. So you kind of look for that feeling in many other things, you know, but yeah, that's how it started with surfing.
So cool, Vishal. And, you know, I think I remember a comment by Laird Hamilton a long time ago, and he said that basically everybody's a surfer. The ones who don't surf yet are the ones who haven't discovered the sport yet. So yeah, and I think since then, like since you got that first rush, I think similar to me in a way. I think it took me a little bit longer to commit to it, but I think you decided to kind of take it on full in, and I believe you moved to your past digs at Pacifica right by the water, Rockaway. Like you were like basically like a 2 minute walk from the water, from the break.
That's right.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, hey, I appreciate all the times I've asked you over the years to give me the surf report. And yeah.
That's the perk of knowing somebody that lives by the beach, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Great. Let's talk a little bit more about like how surfing is for you today, and what's your routine like? So, give me an idea of your daily routine and how you look after yourself.
On a good day, I wake up at dawn, more or less, warm up, just a very simple sort of yoga routine, do some sun salutations. There's this sort of body weight routine that gymnasts do that involves like a bunch of planks, a couple of fell sits, like just some simple things to basically, and some mobility work. And so I do that. Surf is good. Drive down to surf, come back, and then start the rest of the day. Yeah.
Awesome. You mentioned, gymnastic inspired mobility routine, et cetera. Is that kind of what your background is? I sometimes wish I had learned gymnastics as a kid because I think that would have made a lot of things simpler. So,
oh man.
So did you gymnastics, any other sports?
I played every sport I could get into, you know, maybe not competitively, but, you know, I moved around a lot when I was younger. Right up until I moved to the Bay Area, actually, I moved around every couple of years, new city, new school, new house, new something, you know? And so it was a matter of finding whatever people played locally and then playing with them. So my a lot of team sports, you know, soccer, football, basketball, all those things. Just played all kinds of sports. Swam a bunch in my teens. Swam a bunch before I started surfing, actually, to prepare for surfing, believe it or not. It's like, okay, now that I like this sport, I'm going to swim for 4 months in the summer and then try to like feel comfortable in the water again. Just played all kinds of sports. I did gymnastics for a summer back in like, I want to say like grade five, you know, but I don't think like most of what I learned from that never transferred over to anything else. Apart from like a little bit about the flexibility, but whatever I'm doing now is stuff I've learned about in the last, let's say 10 years.
Certainly, absolutely.
Just sort of independently discovered, you know.
Got it. And you know, like you said, like what makes surfing very cool but also difficult is there isn't really a training regimen that people can kind of follow. Like there's not really a perfect science about it in terms of like advancements in sort of, let's say, sports science or sports tech, you know. Mm-hmm. Sports like climbing and surfing, they really lag behind the soccers and the footballs of the world. So yeah, so often we have to we have to be ourselves coaches, and we have to come up with the drills and techniques, and sometimes those can be borrowed.
Yeah,
really helps. And I think from
you know, coaches. Yeah, and I think a lot of the times for a lot of sports, a certain kind of physique gives you a certain advantage. But if you look at surfing, then, you know, world champions have come along in all kinds of shapes. You know, there are short guys and tall guys, you know, ripped guys and skinny guys, you know, and gals, right? And so it's, you're right. Like there isn't like a formula that builds a great surfer. I think that's also true for soccer to some degree. You have some of the best people in the world being really short guys, but, you know, being tall is definitely seen as an advantage in certain positions. But I think soccer, just because as a sport, it's a little bit more established, it's significantly more established. You're right that a lot of the training regimens, the types of strength and the types of mobility and activity required to make a good soccer player are, you know, pretty well established at this point, right? Yeah. Surfing is, I think, now, like, a lot of things are coming together for surfing. Last 15 years, 20 years, surfing has gotten closer to people starting to understand at least the types of physiological abilities that would make a good surfer, like the kind of flexibility you need to be a good mm-hmm. surfer,
yeah,
you know, the kind of stamina, the kind of capability as a waterman that would make for a good surfer, and all those things. So those have been better understood in the last 20 years. And it's just progressing, right? It's just progressing as more people get into it. But yeah, before it was a little bit more of a dark art, at least it feels that way, you know.
Let's talk about your journey and maybe some goals. Let's first talk about what are some of your goals with surfing. So I would like to kind of understand because I've seen you progress and get better. So one, I would like to sort of understand that. Second, I would like to get a little bit more into the meat of why we are here, which is like, how are you preparing yourself to be able to achieve those goals?
Definitely. Goals as far as surfing go are to be able to surf, let's say, 8 foot and below waves really, really well. That's the goal. I don't have any like major aspirations to go airborne, you know. Maybe, who knows, but not right now. But to surf like that sort of overhead to double overhead wave and below, all the way to 1 foot waves, just really well. Look good on a wave, execute well, make the most out of what you're given. You know, that's the goal. And that's it. That's what I want to do. I want to enjoy surfing until I'm 95 or, you know, whenever I drop dead. I want to be able to surf right up until then. So longevity is definitely an aspiration, you know. But yeah, those are the goals. What I've been doing is, well, as you know, I used to have, or I still have, some back issues, right? And so I've learned a lot about how to rehabilitate one's back and how to keep it strong. And, you know, and that's sort of incorporated into my sort of morning warm-up every day.
I see.
Yeah. That's, apart from that, eating clean, staying active, drinking lots of water.
What's your daily diet like?
I would say, in a nutshell, to not eat anything that is too high in sugar, and to generally stay away from snacks.
Okay, you that's know. Pretty broad.
Yeah, don't eat Cheetos. Okay. You know, there's nothing alive inside a bag of Cheetos.
Okay.
You know, try to eat things that still have life in them.
Got it.
So to speak. Yeah.
Yeah. I know you're right. Like, certainly. And I think, like, maybe eliminating all of those junk foods can make one miserable, but like, taking some of those away could be good. I know in the past you have tried different kinds of like performance diets. Any of them stuck?
Oh, dude, I have tried so many different diets. I've tried the low carb, I've tried the no carb, I've tried the carb only. I have tried, you know, being vegan. I haven't tried the being a carnivore. I have not tried that, but that I have ethical reasons why I don't. I'm not into the carnivore diet. But I've tried I've tried a bunch. I would say, in terms of weight loss, the low carb diet, eating basically low carb, giving up bread, sugar, potatoes, rice, all those things, and basically sticking to mostly, for the most part, berries, vegetables, nuts. You know, those were sort of the three things. Not only was I doing low carb, but I was doing it as a vegan. That had sticking power in terms of performance diet goes. That had the most amount of sticking power for me. Occasionally, I'd eat like a piece of bread. So I wasn't trying to like be in ketosis or anything. I was just trying to, like, you know, absolutely minimize carb intake, you know, within reason, I suppose, right? And I would say that one had some staying power because of its almost immediate results. I started losing weight right away. Like, literally within like a couple of days, I was losing like a half a pound here and a quarter pound there, and just, it was just going down steadily. I felt great. I was wide awake the whole time. Like, no more, as it is, I never drank much coffee, but I would wake up wide awake, you know, absolutely energetic, no problems all day, never not drowsy after lunch, you know, alert, 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 right up until the moment I need to go to sleep, and then I pass out hard.
Impressive. And how did that affect your surfing?
It was good. I would say the big benefit for surfing came from losing weight in that particular scenario.
Got it. That makes sense.
And I didn't lose, I wasn't any weaker as a result of that diet, I didn't feel any weaker anyway, right? And so the big benefit over there came from losing weight. I've always had like, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm like a big guy, but I've always had that like, how do I get past that last 15% of fat, you know, that I would like to lose to like be super lean. That has always been an issue for me.
Yeah.
And I've actually noticed that whenever I get closer to losing that fat, oddly enough, my surfing performance improves. You know.
Got it. Got it. Makes sense. Yeah, the more focused you are, the more dedicated you are. And yeah. Then you sort of like are able to lose that weight. And then
maybe it just has to do with like, you know, being dedicated to all the other things that come with it. Like, you know, you're suddenly eating clean, and because you're focused on eating clean, you're also like, you know, getting the right amount of activity, the right amount of water, and all these things.
Certainly.
You know, just everything's coming together to then translate to better surfing, for sure. I'm not going to deny that. So I would say the biggest outcome of like cutting down on carbs for me was a fat loss.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you've made some strong sort of commitments to your diet.
Yeah.
Another thing to kind of look at is like, hey, any kind of focus on one sort of core activity, you know, doesn't come without sacrifice. I've certainly made sacrifices in my life to pursue climbing and surfing. And if you look at any athlete, right, beyond their performances, there's obviously a lot of sacrifice that has gone in. So what are some of the sacrifices that you have made in your life to be able to pursue your passion for surfing at a high level?
Outside of choices, I made the choice to always live near the ocean. And that's expensive, you know, in this day and age. And especially if you want to live near the ocean and work for an American company, you know, then your choices are, you know, somewhere in California or somewhere on the West Coast, maybe Florida if there's surf up there, you know, depending on the season, and then Hawaii. There aren't, you know, and so and none of those are particularly cheap. So I think that was one of the bigger ones that I, and, you know, so that was a personal choice. And then let's say sacrifices are like, you know, you have to justify that choice to people that want you to live closer to them, you know, be it my family, my parents, whatever, you know, and then you have to say, sorry, you know, this is something I do. This is something I kind of keep doing. So, you know, unless you want to move to where I am, you know, we're probably not going to be living with each other. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, thanks for sharing that. Yeah, those are real. Now, I would like to ask a different kind of question. So, imagine you were meeting the 25-year-old Vishal. What are maybe two things you would tell that person? On things they could change so that they would be able to achieve their goals with surf and life.
Better. So fun story. I actually started surfing when I was like 21. Right. So if I were to meet 25-year-old me, I would tell him to go surfing right away. You know? I think the younger you are with a sport, with any sport that you're truly passionate about, you learn faster and get better faster if you're focused, right? So I would have definitely said start surfing. I would have highly suggested moving to Southern California sooner than I did. The water temperature push makes such a huge difference. I can't understate it. I know there, like, we used to surf almost every day sometimes in Northern California. So it didn't stop us, of course. But You know, there were certainly days in the winter when it was like 49 degrees in the water and some icicles on the sand, and you're like, what am I doing here? And then you're swearing for the first 10 minutes because your whole body needs to get used to everything. None of that is a problem in Southern California. And so I would have told younger me to move a little bit sooner than I ended up moving. Those are two. I would have told them to start surfing and told them, move, SoCal, move to where like the best people of your sport are.
Got
You
it,
know,
got it. Yeah.
if you like, if you want, if you're serious about a sport, then go where there are good players in your sport, and you will learn so much faster just
Yeah.
by watching, just
Yeah,
by being
no,
around.
that's certainly true. Given that my focus is on climbing right now, I certainly think about doing that, moving to a different place where you know, where the energy is, where the inspiration is, where the community is.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I'd rather be there than be an outlier somewhere else. And just last question, Vishal, before we wrap this up, what is the next certification you hope to be on?
I've been thinking about Costa Rica a lot, man. We should, you know, take take like a week long trip to Costa Rica, go to a school, you know, work on weaknesses, enjoy the amazing food. Yeah, so it may actually end up being Costa Rica for surfing.
Awesome. I highly recommend it. I've been there maybe like 3 times now,
No
and
kidding.
yeah, and especially
What?
for a goofy-footed surfer like yourself,
Yeah.
the place I really recommend that you visit, and you'll have to get like the timing right with the season, is a place called Pavones.
Okay.
It's like close to the southernmost tip of Costa Rica. It's an incredible left-hander.
Wow.
Yeah, it can go for like I think it can go for like several hundred yards if you get it in the right swell and the right
Yeah.
and the right wind. And the other thing I liked about Pavones is a lot of Costa Rica, unfortunately, has been taken over by tourism, right? So places feel kind of very gringified, so to speak, but Pavones still feels more authentic. And just as a fun fact, like I remember that one trip, my last trip there, when I did visit Pavones, I was there in Costa Rica for like 9 days, and I was only in Pavones for 2 days, but I spoke more Spanish in those 2 days than the other rest of the other week when we were
Wow.
in like Dominical and another town where unfortunately I was only interacting with other travelers. But I showed up in Pavones and it started with qué pasa and cómo es las olas, and like it was great. So I highly recommend a
That's pretty
visit
cool.
down there.
You were fully embedded for the last 2 days.
Hey Vishal, thank you so much, man. I know you're in the birthplace of surfing there in Oahu, so I will not keep you much longer from your evening session. So great that you came onto the show. Thank you.
Cheers, man. Anytime.
Mahalo.
Mahalo.